Morning Rat Race, Carl and Dave and Gotson. The No Sweat News is here for you now.
Hell yeah.
These stories could turn up on the quiz, and I do like the first one. Some knucklehead in Connecticut named Bruce Rowley robbed a bank in order to impress Taylor Swift.
Oh, that's always nice when you commit crimes to impress a celebrity that you're fond of.
I know.
Great. How'd that work out for guy who shot Reagan?
He was arrested because he confessed to the robbery, and then he said, oh, and by the way, I drove by her place in Rhode Island, threw some of the money over the fence because I have a crush on her, and I wanted to get her attention.
We're going to need an ankle bracelet on this guy ASAP. He's clearly stalking this poor woman.
Throwing stacks of money at women.
He's driving to their houses.
To get their attention.
Throwing bags of money that he stole. To impress them. By the way, Taylor Swift, she doesn't need your few thousand dollars.
Probably not.
Look into her finances. The girl's a billionaire.
Probably not. Robbed the bank to impress Taylor Swift.
What the hell is going through that guy's mind?
It was like John Hinckley with the Jodie Foster scenario.
Pretty much.
Dateline Scotland for story number two. Yikes. A bunch of metalheads were out on an island in the middle of a lake camping, and they got rescued by emergency services because a passerby on land thought they were part of a satanic cult in a suicide pact.
Yeah. I'm sure they were all wearing rat t-shirts as well.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
The three men on the island were enjoying beers around a campfire in Loch Leven, Perthshire, Sunday night as their kids slept in a tent nearby.
Yeah.
They saw the lights from the police boats rushing across the water towards them. And I quote, "For some reason, the police have received a tip that we might be in grave danger, so they came to rescue us. They did a great job rescuing us. Yeah. Only problem is we didn't need rescuing."
They were camping.
Whoever gave the police the tip saw the black clothing and, you know, the wallet chain and the heavy metal music blasting and assumed.
They call that profiling.
Exactly.
Are you kidding me?
They were all ferried back to land and questioned and left alone, but they weren't allowed to drive because everyone with a license was too buzzed up to get behind the wheel.
It's 2018.
Right.
We're afraid of people for wearing Megadeth shirts?
Exactly.
I've seen Carson Daly and Ryan Seacrest wear Metallica and Megadeth shirts at this point.
Can we please just chill out a little bit?
I'm just kind of pissed, man. I thought I'd be invited to that kind of party.
Exactly.
That's like a story from like 1984.
Yep.
Like, oh my God, he's wearing an Anthrax shirt. He must be a Satanist.
I thought you'd like that.
Holy mackerel.
Dateline England for story number two. A police officer was fired on Monday after someone in the community found out he had been moonlighting as a male prostitute.
Oh, God.
Through a website called Adult Work. Police officer's name is Richard Holder.
His name is Dick Holder. If you shorten Richard.
Well, I mean, a lot of times people with the name Richard do shorten it to Dick.
Dick Holder.
Way to go, Dick.
he's a male prostitute by the name of Dick Holder.
Wow.
And he's a police officer.
His police officer testified at his hearing saying that he wasn't a very good police officer anyway, so he wouldn't be very well missed.
He liked to play with his baton, his police stick a little too much.
Might I suggest using your nightstick, officer? To quote Eddie Murphy.
Wow.
What on earth?
Oh, my God.
Police officer doing some prostitution, huh?
Sad. I'd really like to get pulled over right now.
Hello!
What on earth?
Oh my God.
The No Sweat News. Thank you, Richard. Mr. Holder.
Thanks, Dick.
We'll see you Friday for the No Sweat News Quiz.